good to be back in the house of the Lord. Good to know that prayer still changes things, and God still answers prayer.
Yeah.
I've been kind of pondering on a scripture that I've read the past week or two. If you got your Bible, turn with me to Acts chapter 2. Acts chapter 2, we'll start down in verse 22. Acts chapter 2, verse 22. This was just after Peter began to preach after the Holy Ghost fell on the day of Pentecost. He's talking to the men of Israel there who begin to question the men that were speaking in tongues and different languages. And he told them, he said, "You men of Israel, hear these words. Jesus of Nazareth, a man approved of God among you by miracles and wonders and signs, which God did by him in the midst of you, as ye yourselves also know. Him being delivered by the determinate counsel and foreknowledge of God, ye have taken, and by wicked hands have crucified and slain, whom God hath raised up, having loosed the pains of death, because it was not possible that he should be holden of it. For David speaketh concerning him, I foresaw the Lord always before my face, for he is on my right hand, that I should not be moved. Therefore did my heart rejoice and my tongue was glad. Moreover also my flesh shall rest in hope, because thou wilt not leave my soul in hell, neither wilt thou suffer thine Holy One to see corruption. Thou hast made known to me the ways of life. Thou shalt make me full of joy with thy countenance. Men and brethren, let me freely speak unto you of the patriarch David, that he is both dead and buried, and his sepulcher is with us unto this day. Therefore, being a prophet, and knowing that God had sworn with an oath to him, that of the fruit of his loins, according to the flesh, he would raise up Christ to sit on his throne, he, seeing this before, spake of the resurrection of Christ, that his soul was not left in hell, neither did his flesh see corruption. This Jesus hath God raised up, whereof we are all witnesses. Therefore, being by the right hand of God exalted, and having received of the Father the promise of the Holy Ghost, he has shed forth this, which ye now see and hear. For David is not ascended into the heavens, but he saith himself, the Lord said unto my Lord, sit thou on my right hand, until I make thy foes thy footstool. Therefore, let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God hath made that same Jesus, amen, whom ye have crucified, both Lord and Christ. Now, when they had heard this, notice this, they were pricked in their heart, and said unto Peter and to the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do? Then Peter said unto them, repent, and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For this promise is unto you and to your children, and to all that are afar off, even as many as the Lord shall call. And with many other words did he testify and exhort, saying, save yourself from this untoward generation. We're going to stop our reading right now. We'll probably come back to that just a little bit. That's a lot to be said here, amen, and this little exhortation that Peter had, amen, he gave the men there that was listening and that were gathered together, devout men of all kinds of different languages in Israel, and they begin to hear the speaking and the utterance of the Holy Ghost when he came down like a mighty rushing wind, amen, with cloven tongues of fire. They began to mock and they began to say that these men must be drunk. And Peter began to tell them, these men aren't drunk, but it's come to pass the saying in Joel, which is to say that upon your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and God will pour His Spirit upon all flesh. And he began to quote Joel there in chapter 2, begin to tell them about Jesus Christ, what this whole thing was about. You know, all the whole Bible is about Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Amen. This Jesus, amen. Have God raised up, whereof we are all witnesses.
Yeah. Yeah.
This Jesus that the Bible is about, that the gospel is about, amen, and that the whole world needs to know about today.
Amen.
This Jesus, amen, the one that Peter began to preach to them, the Israelites, amen, they were still stuck on their old ways. Amen. But the Holy Ghost had come down by this point. And Peter was trying to get him to see. Amen. That the Holy Ghost came down because Jesus, amen, had been crucified by their very hands. Amen. They didn't see him for who he was. Amen. They didn't want to see. Their eyes were blinded. The Jews began to yell, crucify him, just like the song said earlier. Amen. And they crucified him and they wanted a murderer to take his place. They had accustomed to release one upon that day, on the judgment day. And instead of choosing the Son of God, instead of choosing the Creator of the universe and the world itself, they chose an old murderer, amen, an upriser and an insurrectionist named Barabbas. Amen, and I hate to say it, but today they probably do the same thing. Amen. You know why? Because every time you turn on the news, every time you hear about wars and rumors of wars, amen, it's the Christians that are getting persecuted. Those are the ones that's getting put on the back burner. Those are the ones that are getting told, we don't want your way of living, we don't want your style of life. We want to do things our way, we want to do things the way it's in our old evil hearts to do. Amen. God, amen, that was a problem that God had with creation when the first thing began. He saw, he looked down upon man's heart, and he saw that all his imaginations, all his thoughts, everything in that old heart was wicked, amen. Amen, and that's where the flood came. That's why he sent a flood, amen. Amen, but Noah, praise God, found grace in the sight of God, amen. You know, people today, amen, God is still finding grace in people today, amen. He still looks down. Why is that? Well, it's wonderful to know that, amen, back in the Old Testament, grace was still found. Even in the midst of law, God had grace. Jesus Christ is seen all throughout the Old Testament in different types and shadows. Amen. And God's grace was still prevalent. Prevalent day, amen, back in those days as it is today. Today God is looking upon men and women. He wants to find grace. Amen. With them. He wants to shed His grace. Amen. Upon men and women today. If they're willing, amen, they'll be able to find grace. And mercy to help in time of need.
That's right.
Amen. Peter began to talk about this Jesus. Amen. Begin to preach this Jesus. Amen. He began to tell them about David. That was one of the biggest men. Amen. In their way of life back in the old Judaism days, amen, the Jews looked up to David, one of the biggest forefathers they had. Amen. And Peter began to use the scripture and begin to pull it out and begin to, amen, rightly divide the word of truth and tell them that when David was talking about his soul being corrupted in the grave, amen, he was really referring to a prophecy within himself that Jesus Christ, amen, the Messiah, would come and not be left to see corruption in the grave, and that God would raise him again from the dead. We see that in the life of Christ. Peter began to preach to them this Jesus. Amen. The one that was able to rise from the dead. The one that was able to conquer death, hell, and the grave.
Amen.
He began to tell them, David is not ascended to the heavens. You're not, David is not the one that will save you. Having the name of David is not going to save you. Amen. But it's Jesus Christ. Amen. The name above every name.
That's right. Praise
no other name under heaven given were above men must be saved than that of Jesus Christ. He said it wasn't David that was ascended on the right hand, but it was Christ.
Amen.
He said, therefore, let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God hath made that same Jesus, amen, whom you have crucified, both Lord and Christ. I want you to notice something. Their heart began to be swell up within them. Amen. Their heart was pricked. Amen. They begin to wonder. I wonder if their hands begin to ring back and forth. Amen. Why is that? Because they knew they were guilty.
Amen.
They had slain the Lord Jesus Christ, the one that was prophesied thousands and hundreds of years before, the very one that they looked for, they had put on a tree.
Amen.
Wondered if all hope was gone. They wondered right there, probably we had killed our only chance. But amen, Peter began to tell them, he's not still in the grave, amen, where you laid him. Amen, he's already rose again, amen. And he's high above on the throne, amen, right beside God, sitting at his right hand. This same Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. The one you crucified is Lord and Christ. And it said, now when they heard this, they were pricked in their hearts. Yeah. And they said unto Peter and the rest of the apostles, because they were all gathered there on the day of Pentecost.
Amen.
He said, men and brethren, what shall we do? I wonder if, amen, the guilt was all over them.
Right.
I wonder if their heart was wrenched. I wonder if their eyes were pouring tears. I wonder if they realized, amen, the situation in life, amen. Because why is that? Because that's what happened. When every lost man, woman, or child, amen, comes to the knowledge that they're guilty, amen. Amen. And it might have well just been them to nail the Savior to the cross, and they begin to be pricked in their heart with conviction.
Right.
Amen. I wonder if that's what they felt that day. That's what we lack in today's world. Why is that? Because people don't know the guilt that they have to bear. Amen. The Bible says over in Romans, I'm going to flip there real quick. Romans chapter 5, amen, it talks about later on down. Amen. In verse 16, not as it was by one that sinned, so was the gift. For the judgment was by one to condemnation, but the free gift is of many offenses unto justification. For if by one man's offense, death reigned by one, much more they which receive abundant grace and the gift of righteousness shall reign in life by one, Jesus Christ. It begins to say in verse 12, whereas by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned.
Amen.
Amen. Paul said, all have sinned.
Yeah.
And fallen short.
That's right.
From the glory of God.
Yeah, that's right.
Amen. Why can't we get people saved today? Because we don't realize them. They don't know they've sinned, amen.
Right.
They don't realize the guilt that they bear, amen. Because we are born into the flesh, amen, the fleshly state that Adam was. And because of that one man's sin, sin and death was pronounced upon all, amen. And that sin was what nailed Christ to the cross.
Yeah.
Amen. If we begin to see Christ, amen, if we begin to see what happened to Him in the light, that it was our fault that He had to be placed there, amen, I'm just as guilty as anybody else. I'm just as guilty as one of the soldiers, amen, that began to hammer the nails in His hands. I'm just as guilty as the ones that spat on His face.
Yeah.
I'm just as guilty as the ones that plucked the hairs from our precious Savior's face.
Yeah.
I'm just as guilty as the one, amen, that laid a crown of thorns on His head.
Yeah.
I'm just as guilty as all of them.
Amen.
We begin to realize that. Our hearts will be pricked. Amen. And our hearts will want to turn to a God, amen, that is righteous and still finds grace.
Amen.
I'm reminded of the man of Macedonia. Paul had a vision of a man and he had to go see in Macedonia. And I believe, according to reading that Bible, according to reading the word of that chapter, Acts chapter 16, that it was the Philippian jailer he was out for. Amen. And when he got there, they were locked up in prison. I wonder if the devil didn't try to make Paul think, well, guess what? The plan has done been gone. It ain't going to work. That vision you saw didn't really mean anything because you're stuck here in prison. I'm telling you what, the bars couldn't hold Christ back. The bars couldn't hold God back from shaking that cell.
Yeah.
Amen. And the chains coming off. Amen. And everything was wide open then.
Right.
God made a way, amen, to talk to that Philippian jailer. Amen, he began to panic. He began to wonder, amen, if what they was going to do to him.
Yeah.
When they found that the man was about to escape, he was wondering if they had already escaped. He drew his sword and began to slay himself. Amen, but Paul called out from the depths of the darkness, amen, stay thy hand.
Yeah.
We are all here. Amen. Not just Paul, not just Silas, not just all the rest, but all the rest of them, Brother Joel.
Yeah.
Not one of them left that place.
Right.
Amen.
Yes, the door was wide open, amen, but God was able to hold back those that may have wanted to escape. Maybe those that wanted to escape were too scared to even move.
Right.
I probably would be. But I'll tell you, that Philippian jailer, he was going to take his own life, and Paul told him, stay thy hand. We're all here. And that Philippian jailer saw the power and he began to realize it for what it was. I believe just like these men here, he began to be pricked in his heart.
Yep.
Amen. For locking up the men, amen, that had a God so powerful to shake the prison walls loose from the very foundation.
Amen.
He began to say something kind of like they did. Amen. The men there said, what shall we do? Philippian jailer looked at Paul and Silas. Amen. And he began to say, he said, sirs, good sirs, what must I do to be saved?
Right.
What must I do to be saved? Amen. You know the problem of the world today? They don't have that question in their mind. What do I need to do to be saved? Amen. Some people will tell you, well, you just come and attend the church regularly. You just come and amen and put your little $2 or $3 or how much ever you want to write out in the check to the tithe. You just come and have a latte over here in the coffee shop. Amen. You come and bring your kids. They got a nice playground over here. Amen. We don't want them to hear the word. They just have a good time there with mommy and daddy. Amen. Paying their tithe bills. Amen. A lot of people tell you a lot of things. Amen. But to be saved, you must call upon the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. That's right.
That's what Peter told him that happened in Joel. See, it was Joel that first said, whosoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Uh-huh. It wasn't Paul. It was not Peter. It was Joel. A prophecy came true when Christ, amen, was killed, dead, buried, resurrected, and up at the right hand of the Father.
That's right.
He prophesied that whosoever, what was that meaning? That means that not only the Jews for whom salvation was granted to, Christ came to the Jews first, we know this. Amen. But the Jews rejected Christ. They rejected His plan of salvation. Amen. And so He turned to the Gentiles. And now whosoever will can have access to a place called heaven.
Yeah, that's right.
Amen.
And it ain't everybody that says, Lord, Lord, is whosoever will.
Right. Yeah.
Because those people that are saying, Lord, Lord, and still doing the will of the devil are not doing the will of the Father.
Right.
Yep.
Whosoever will do the will of the Father.
Yep.
Amen. We'll be able to enter in one day after a while.
That's right.
Amen. But if by sin, amen, death came upon the whole world. We all have sinned. Amen. So everybody needs to realize we have a sin nature about us.
Right.
Amen. And that ain't going to go away just because you get saved.
Right.
Yep.
Right.
Amen. That's still there haunting you to the day you die. Amen. You have to live in this flesh.
Uh-huh.
Some people, some religions out there will say, oh, you can't sin no more after you get saved. That's baloney.
Yeah, right.
That's baloney. They'll say you can live like you want to and go to heaven just fine. That's baloney too.
Yeah. Right.
Amen. Just might as well put over Oscar Mayer and give it a good label. That's baloney. Bible said here, now notice, this is something that really caught my attention. It's when all this happened, and when people begin to see their sin, people begin to see their relationship, amen, with Christ, that things began to change.
Yeah.
It said in verse 41 in Acts chapter 2 again, then they that gladly received His word were baptized.
Yeah.
And the same day there were added unto them about 3,000 souls.
Amen.
And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship and breaking of bread and in prayers.
Yeah.
And fear came upon every soul. And many wonders and signs were done by the apostles. And all that believed were together and had all things common. And sold their possessions and goods, and parted them to all men as every man had need.
Amen.
And they continuing daily with one accord in the temple, and breaking bread from house to house, did eat their meat with gladness and singleness of heart, praising God and having favor with all the people. Yeah. And the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved.
Yeah.
Man, there's a lot in just those few verses there.
Yeah.
If we could, the church world could take that as an example, well, I tell you what, every church pew will be full, Brother Jerry.
Yeah, that's right, brother.
Amen. First of all, they gladly received the word that Peter had to say, which was straight from the Word of God. He quoted David. They gladly received it. Amen. Too many people go home today with their lip dragging, amen. They're mad at the preacher. They're mad at the song leaders. They're mad at everybody that has a word to say for Christ. Amen. That won't get you to heaven. Amen. That won't get you in one mind and one accord where you're going to have all things common and together. It was when they became in that state, they began to gladly receive the word, that men were added to the church.
Yeah.
That's how they were added, was they begin to gladly receive the word. And when you gladly receive the word, you know what you'll do? You'll live it.
Amen.
That's right.
You'll work it out. Amen. You'll do what it says to do, and you'll begin to see the evidence of it in your life. Amen. There's people in the Bible that talks about how they received the word. The Bereans, I think in Acts chapter 17, maybe where it is. Amen. But the Bereans, amen, received the word that was preached unto them, and they went to the Word of God to see whether those things were true.
Amen.
They went back to the Word. They gladly received it. Man, when we can start gladly receiving the Word, amen, I believe we'll see the church grow.
Yeah.
Amen. And notice this, it said they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine.
Yeah.
In the Word of God, in the teachings of the book of the Word, they continued steadfastly in
it. Yeah.
Steadfast, unmovable. Amen. Means you're not going to be easily offended. Hello. Amen. Not going to be easily offended.
Right.
Amen. You're not going to slip and slide off the rock and blame your neighbor for something. Amen. That really is going on inside of you. Amen. Begin. It means. Amen. That they continue steadfastly, no matter what happened. They clung to the word and the teaching of God and fellowship. They had fellowship one with another. Amen. Fellowship is a good thing for the church. Fellowship is a growth thing for the church.
Yeah.
Amen. I've told Jerry a couple times, amen, about sometimes we had to close the doors, amen, of the church to go, amen, to other places. Sometimes we had, like we had the Oakland Cemetery, we had to go over there and had a service there. Amen. Or sometimes, like Cornerstone, we close the doors to help out with our homecoming. Amen. That's all good and well because the church is fellowshipping again.
Right.
A lot of people say, well, what happens about the lost if they show up? I'm sorry, but if the lost wanted to be here, they'd be here every Sunday.
Amen. That's right.
We need to quit living our life, amen, based on what the lost are doing.
Amen.
Yeah. Yeah. Amen.
Christ will send us to the lost, but we as a church need to act like a church and go on. Amen.
Yeah, that's right, brother.
That's what's holding us back.
Good preaching, brother.
Right, brother.
We continue together in fellowship, amen. And that's what the lost see. They see our fellowship together. They see the glory of the Lord begin to light this whole place, begin to be a city that's set on a hill,
right.
And they want to become a part of that, amen.
Bless the Lord.
They want to become a part of that.
Yeah.
And the church began to grow. They continued together. They broke bread. They ate together. They was a family, Jerry.
Yeah, amen.
They prayed for one another. I am so happy to hear about the prayers we've been listening to.
Yeah.
And hearing about praying for our brothers, that's what it needs to be. I'm glad when I get a text when my phone works half the time about a prayer that needs to be done or some kind of thing that's going on in the church. Amen. That's what a church needs to grow.
Yeah.
They continued steadfastly in all these things. And fear came upon every soul. What kind of fear? Oh, I believe it's a reverential fear of God. The fact is, I believe in my heart, I begin to think about this. And I believe if you are so close, amen, let me see if I can phrase this the right way. But the closer you are, amen, when you're saved, when you was lost to being saved, the farther away you want to be from that. Amen. And later on in life, it seems like you get a little tired, you get a little weary, and it don't seem, amen, as bad to go back to the world as what it used to be, because you've been so far away from it that you don't remember what it was like.
Yeah, come on, brother.
These men, they had a fear, no doubt. I believe in my heart the fear was, we're so afraid that to make one false move that we'll end up back in that state.
Right.
We want to stay close to God. We want to stay a part of the family of God.
Yeah.
We don't want to be caught out in this world in this mess. People don't have that fear anymore. People don't have that fear of God anymore. Many wonders and signs were done by the apostles, and all that believed were together and had all things common. Begins to tell about all these good things they begin seeing, but it said that the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. Amen. Dad, I've been hearing more reports about the church, about souls being saved and us going out and singing. Well, we've had a few souls this year that have come to know the Lord. Amen. I remember when those two souls came down. I don't think I'll ever forget that. It was such a good time we had down there, all three of us. And you know, the Lord wants to add more souls daily. But what if we wanted to contribute?
Yep, that's right.
Are we working together as a church? Are we coming together as a family? I like it. I didn't get to hear it the last two times because of being on the road with the Gilberts and everything. But I enjoy turning into the radio station, amen, and supporting the church, amen.
Yeah, right.
Being a part of talking about it, amen, after it's over with.
Right.
Yeah.
Amen. The more we can hang in there like that, that's what's going to help the church grow.
Amen.
I don't know why I said a lot of that stuff. I've done the best of my ability, amen, to preach to you the Word of God.
Amen.
Amen. As God gave it to me in the moment that God gave it to me.
Praise the Lord.
I'd ask if this all stands. I'll ask Brother David, who looks like he's got a song ready, to come up on here and sing a song. And if you have a need, amen, if you have a need to grow closer to the Lord, if you have a need to grow closer one with another, amen, this altar is a good place to do it. Maybe you feel like hugging your neighbor's neck.
Yeah.
I don't know whatever the Lord has shown you today. Do mind the Lord. Amen. Don't be disobedient to what God has revealed to you, as He's saying.